It was a very busy weekend in sports. Columbus was 7th out of 10 teams at the Kearney Invitational Wrestling Tournament, which Grand Island won. The Discoverers will host Lincoln North Star tomorrow. In swimming, Columbus was 2nd in both the girls and boys Hastings Invitational. The Discoverers will swim at Lincoln Southwest tomorrow. The Columbus boys basketball team lost 51-31 to Lincoln East on Saturday. Columbus girls beat Lincoln East 41-26. Lakeview lost twice to Boone Central Newman Grove. Cards won the girls game 68-63 in overtime. Cardinals won the boys game 64-58. Schuyler girls and boys both lost at Holdridge. The Aquinas boys beat Shelby Rising City, but the Huskies won the girls game. Another boys game Saturday, Clarkson Lee beat Madison. David City knocked off North Bend Central. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family tipped Scribner Snyder in overtime. Johnson County Central clobbered East Butler, and Ord beat Central City. Other girls' results from Saturday saw Central City defeat Ord. Clarkson Lee manhandled Madison. Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family slipped by Scribner Snyder. Johnson County Central edged East Butler, and North Bend Central defeated David City. The Central men's basketball team won twice in Beatrice, beating Highland and Kansas City. They are 14-2. Raider women, not so good. They lost twice to the same teams and are 11-5. Both teams are now off for the Christmas break and return to the court in January. Husker men's basketball team got clobbered at Creighton yesterday, 82-67. Our next broadcast of Nebraska men's basketball is Tuesday, December 31st, when the Huskers open Big Ten play at Iowa. You can hear that on News Talk 900 KJSK. The Nebraska women beat Utah State 95-75 yesterday. Nebraska's volleyball team swept Oregon Saturday and will host the regionals this coming weekend in Lincoln. You can hear Husker volleyball Friday night on News Talk 900 KJSK. The Nebraska football team will take on Georgia New Year's Day in the TaxSlayer.com Gator Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida. Game will kick off at 11. ESPN2 will provide TV coverage. Our pregame coverage will start at 6 in the morning on News Talk 900 KJSK and at 10:30 on Clear 101. Coming up tomorrow night, we've got two basketball games to broadcast here on Clear 101. It'll be GACC at SCOTUS. I'll have that broadcast, and Don Strecker will be over on the Hawk KKOT for 6 o'clock start as Howells Dodge takes on Aquinas in girls and boys basketball. That's Check of Sports. I'm Steve Phillips.